The Champions League semi-final lineup is complete. Bayern will play Paris Saint-Germain after defeating Real Madrid in a classic. Goals galore before late deciding strikes from Luis Diaz and Michael Olise. What a match. Meanwhile, Arsenal are into the last four again, and Atletico await for them after Mikel Arteta's side just edged past Portuguese giant Sporting. We review Wednesday's quarterfinal second leg action next and look ahead to the next stage of the UEFA Champions League. Hello, I'm Rob Daly and welcome to the show. European football expert Chris Parrott is alongside me. Chris, as we see Bayern's players celebrating in front of the Stuttgurva at the Fußball Arena München after their 4-3 win.
Yeah, wonderful moments, these 30,000 fans in that stand, all bouncing in unison with the whole Bayern squad. Those who started the game, those who came on, some of the unused substitutes, some of those players out injured, all together as one, celebrating a brilliant night and a fantastic tie that Bayern just about came out on top in.
Broad smiles on the faces of those Bayern players, and in truth, when the draw set them with Real Madrid on a collision course, we knew we were going to see something special again. A reminder, Bayern held a 2-1 advantage in the first leg in Madrid, but could the 15-time winners conjure a comeback? The early signs were there they could. Chris was watching for Matchday Live alongside Richard Kaufman.
Poor mistake by Neuer, and he's cleared it, he's off his line, and Real Madrid have scored just 30 seconds into the match. What a gift for the Turkish international. And it's their captain, Kimmich, who will take this corner for them, left-hand side as they attack. He swings it in, and it's gone in. Headed in at the near post by Pavlovic. And there's the instant response just 5 minutes later from the home team. It's Güler left-footed. And what a hit that is. What a night he's having. Arda Güler at the double. He slides down in the corner flag on his knees and celebrates with his Real Madrid teammates. They are back in front in this topsy-turvy tie. Upamecano skips away from the challenge, feeds it in. Harry Kane, chance, goal! Harry Kane with the fourth goal of the night, the second for Bayern München. What a roller coaster ride this is. UEFA Champions League football at its very best. It's Vinicius Junior, engineer. Feeds it, Mbappe! Another goal on this crazy night in Munich. Kylian Mbappe gets it on the goal scoring act, and they're back in front for the third time tonight, and it's not even half time. Back to Trent Alexander-Arnold. His first time cross is a beauty, and what a save that is by Manuel Neuer to deny Kylian Mbappe, who is no more than 3 yards, if that, from the goal. Little back heel, back to Luis Diaz. Shot deflected, and into the back of the net. Well, it was Luis Diaz who started the goal-scoring fun in the first leg, and he may have the final word in the second leg in the 89th minute of this wonderful UEFA Champions League tie. Olise on the attack. Beautiful curling shot. Now that's the way to win it. Wonderful goal by probably the star man over the two legs, Michael Olise, left-footed in off the post. What a night. What a game. What a tie. And ultimately, it will be Bayern München in the semi-finals. 4-3 with maybe the last kick of the game. 6-4 in aggregate.
Heard Richard Kaufman on commentary there. He was slumped in his seat about 30 seconds ago, just trying to recover from that. Richard, extraordinary. And I suppose that the early signs are there. The big news for Bayern that Kane and Gnabry were fit to play. Real Madrid went with an attacking lineup, bringing in Jude Bellingham. But 34 seconds in, we saw the quickest goal of the Champions League this season.
Yeah, and it set the tone, didn't it, for the night. Maybe things slow down a little bit in the second half, but that first half was completely breathless. And as you mentioned, 34 seconds, a mistake by Neuer. But even from that, the way that Arda Güler hit it first time, swung it from outside of the post, curled it left to right into that top and left-hand corner. It was a superb finish from a guy who hadn't scored in the UEFA Champions League
yet. I couldn't
believe
you said that on commentary, that he hadn't scored in the competition before.
Yeah, and he wouldn't stop there, would he, on the evening? But, I mean, that set the tone. 1-0, Real Madrid. You wondered, you know, how would Bayern Munich, you know, cope with letting a goal in so early? The home fans got nervous. They went quiet. But I think it's fair to say, Chris, that there's a real confidence about this Bayern team, and they didn't seem too rattled by it.
No, and, you know, they have scored a record-breaking amount of goals already this season domestically. In the build-up to the game, there was an obvious amount of respect from both coaches about the history of the other clubs, and they played in that style befitting of Bayern and Real Madrid, who have what? Won this competition 21 times before them. Over the years, they have had the best forwards in the world. And I think tonight, currently, as of 2026, some of the greatest forwards on the planet. And you kind of hope that it would be as good as it was, and it didn't disappoint. And that the quality of the finishes and the moves, particularly in the first half, were absolutely unbelievable. But to Richard's point, they could have felt a little bit stunned by that, given that they were 2-0 up in the Bernabeu and looked in control of the tie, and all of a sudden, less than a minute into the second leg, and it's level. But no, they went immediately on the attack, and they found their equaliser very quickly, which was probably one of the key moments to further set the tone of this kind of crazy first half where it was just you attack, we attack.
Arda Güler's then on the score sheet again with a sublime free kick, Richard. Trent Alexander-Arnold was over the ball. In truth, I thought he was going to be the one to hit it.
Yeah, confidence was high, wasn't it, from Arda Güler. Hit it left-footed, four in the wall, five in the wall. The fifth man was just a little bit separated from the four there. Manuel Neuer, who made so many great saves in the first leg, would have been disappointed by the first goal. Nothing he could do about this second. He tried desperately to get there, got his hand to it, but the time he did get his hand to it, though, it already crossed the line. And Arda Güler had Real Madrid back in front, 2-1 up on the night, and back level on the tie. But it really was, you know, you term the phrase the roller coaster ride, the ups and downs. It really was, because, you know, Real Madrid, their fans are celebrating, I'm sure, back in Madrid. You know, they're going mad, but they probably weren't back in their seats for too long. And suddenly Bayern Munich had scored again.
No, I was thinking in the first half, imagine not liking football. In terms of just like pure...
This is the kind of analysis we need.
No, but pure entertainment. And both teams just... It really was, OK, you've scored, we're going to go on the attack now. And they were both so dangerous with the stars on the pitch. Maybe they were always going to be. But and then, you know, having seen Pavlovic and Arda Güler score the first three goals, you thought, well, Kylian Mbappe and Harry Kane are going to want to get on the act.
Well, these were two guys that hadn't scored in the UEFA Champions League ever, yeah. Pavlovic and Arda Güler, whereas, you know, Harry Kane and Kylian Mbappe, two top scorers in the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah, exactly. And Kane's equaliser was brilliant. The ball into him from Upamecano was excellent, but controlled it in the box. Luis Diaz was kind of close to him. He could have snatched it because of that. They could have got in each other's way, but there was the clarity of thought. There were two defenders there, but it was just a lethal finish to make it 2-2. And you thought, OK, 7 minutes to go until half-time. Will either team decide now? Maybe. Let's just go into the break. But no was the answer. Back came Real Madrid. That first half, it's one of the best 45 minutes of football, I think, and we say this every season when the Champions League gets to this stage.
It's up there. It's got to be up there.
It's up there. It was football of the most entertaining.
Especially for a first half.
For a first half.
It feels odd, doesn't it, to have that many goals in a first half?
Well, we haven't mentioned the last one yet.
We haven't.
Well, let's have that. And I suppose, Richard, leading up to that, there had been the threat of... Look, Vinicius Jr., left-hand channel, we know what a threat he is. He'd hit the bar moments before the moment that led to the goal for 3-2 for Real Madrid on the night.
Yeah, he got in down the left-hand side. And this time, rather than shooting, he waited for what was a lung-bursting... I mean, I don't know what speed he was doing, but, you know, if Kylian Mbappe would have entered the Olympic 100 metres at that point, he would have been contending for a medal. He burst through the middle and he was picked out perfectly by Vinicius Junior. And by the time the ball was at his feet, well, Manuel Neuer was completely exposed and he just rolled it underneath.
You knew he was going to score, didn't
you? Yeah, you did. You did. And, you know, 3-2 ended the goal-scoring fun of the first half.
Rob, Real Madrid picked this ultra-attacking team on paper, but, you know, quite cleverly, I think, from Alvaro Arbeloa. They were happy for Bayern to have the ball to sit in, and then the moment they win it, break.
Go.
And that only added to the intrigue of the game, because Bayern had more of the ball and were creating chances, but Real Madrid were always alive in the fixture. And you know, come half-time, we were on for extra time, but you kind of knew there was going to be some twist, at least in the second half, and there were a few.
That Real Madrid front six, by the way, the start of the game was Bellingham, Valverde, Arda Güler, Brahim Diaz, Mbappe and Vinicius Junior. Too many unavailable for the match, Camavinga only on the bench. And we discussed whether someone like Thiago Pitas might come on if Arbeloa was like, OK, maybe actually I want a little bit more control in the game. It's a bit to and fro. But that Bayern made a change at half-time at full-back. But that didn't really happen. But would it be fair to say, Richard, for the majority of the second half, despite a really lively start, there wasn't the frequency of chance creation that we saw in the first?
No, there wasn't. There were still lots.
Yeah.
And lots of chances. It was far from dull. But, you know, there was a point where I'm thinking, well, there's not going to be a goal in the second half. We're going to go to extra time, which would have surprised me at half time. I mean, there were the chances. I mean, the Kylian Mbappe chance right at the start of the second half. Luis Diaz down the other end as well, right at the start of the second half. I mean, Luis Diaz had a wonderful chance. We had Harry Kane in with chances as well. There was Elise had those two opportunities. One was saved. The other one was over the bar. So the chances were coming, but in comparison to the... In a normal game, you'd say there were loads of chances.
Yeah.
But compared to the first half, you'd say a little bit quieter, maybe.
It would almost have been impossible to be played at the pace of the first half, because it was unrelenting. And you always thought at some stage, you know, even the fittest footballers on the planet are going to struggle to keep up this level of intensity. And of course, I think that the red card on the 86th minute did change things slightly, because
a bit more space out there, surely, for Bayern with a man less.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I just want to, in terms of that red card itself, I think there were a few substitutions in that second half. And Musiala came on for Gnabry. And Musiala, I know it was only against St. Pauli, who were in relegation trouble in the Bundesliga, but I think it's fair to say the game at the weekend was his best game since coming back. And he came on like a man who felt that, I think, from the weekend. And immediately, I mean, he set up Luis Diaz for that chance with his very first touch. Luis Diaz maybe should have scored, didn't find the back of the net, it was saved. But that was a sign. And then he broke from midfield for the first Camavinga yellow card.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as you mentioned, it was almost like a smart yellow card from Camavinga, because Musiala was breaking into such a dangerous position. And that ultimately led to what would happen, you know, later on in the game for a second yellow for the French player.
Yeah, and talking of Musiala, the finish from Luis Diaz in the 89th minute, which we thought was the key goal, I guess it was, because we were on for extra time at that stage. Actually, Musiala with a gorgeous little back heel in it, which led to the half a metre of space for Luis Diaz. Shot took a deflection, which was the slice of fortune that Bayern needed at that moment. But he was heavily involved, Musiala, with the key moment, I guess across the tie, actually, because ultimately, yes, there was another goal, but that was the one that really broke the Real Madrid resistance.
There was great scenes at the end, and we'll come to the Elise goal, but at full time, Alphonso Davies, who came on at half time, and a player who's had his injury issues, of course, for Bayern, running into a group of topless men to celebrate to celebrate that late goal from Elise. And it was frenzied at the end with, I mean, look, we've seen some great goals from Arda Güler, but maybe the goal of the night, because that from Michael Elise, Richard, to seal it. I suppose he'd had a couple of sighters and then hit the mark at the end to make it 4-3.
Yeah, fitting was the word that Chris used early on for Michael Elise. It's amazing how a player who was extremely good at Crystal Palace, but in 2 years now, at Bayern München has come on in his game to become from very good to elite.
In that top level now, are we saying, Michael Olise?
Yeah. Probably, you know, you look at his statistics this season, it says a lot, but visually as well, he kind of glides across the pitch. You know what he's going to do. Yeah, he can go outside, but nine times out of ten, he's going to come inside like he does for the eventually killer goal. And even though you know what he's going to do,
you can't stop it.
You still can't stop him, which says everything, really.
And the other thing, Rob, I think, is that on a field of some of the biggest names in world football, when Bayern players got the ball, they looked for Olise. They knew he was the guy with the flick or the trick that could unlock what at this stage was quite a defensive structure of white shirts between Bayern and the goal. And he exudes confidence in the moment that he walks out, Michael Olise. And the finish, the fact that it kissed the post and went in was just kind of like the perfect end to this amazing tie. And it also says a lot, I think, about the ethos of the way that Bayern play and Advance and Company. They just scored a goal in the 89th minute. They could have thought, OK, let's sit back now. We've got the one goal lead in the tie, but not a bit of it. They still looked for those moments to attack and kill it off once and for all. And it was the last kick of the game that gave them the ultimate aggregate success.
And while you do feel for Real Madrid, you know, for two heavyweights here who, you know, slinging punches at one another, ultimately there can only be one winner. So yeah, you know, you feel for Real Madrid, 15 times European champions. You can't say that they haven't had their time, and I'm sure it'll come again. But tonight, and over the two legs, I think it's just about fair that Bayern are the team that to make it through, and what a season. I mean, they have now scored 157 goals this season in the UEFA Champions League. It's incredible. They're scoring at over three goals a game. They scored four tonight. I mean, extraordinary, isn't it, the amount that they're getting. Harry Kane
has got 50 now.
50 goals this season in all competitions. Yeah, extraordinary.
Yeah, he's still got a few weeks to add to that.
And now he's the one. You know, he's up to, what, 12 goals, is it, in the UEFA Champions League? Mbappe's gone to 15. Well, we know he's got two more matches, at least. And Cristiano Ronaldo, all-time ever, top-scoring season, 17. Wouldn't put it past Harry Kane.
You would not.
I mean, he's not been 100% fit. He's had this little ankle issue. But, you know, the quality was there. You know, he tucked away his goal superbly well. There were one or other two chances where maybe wasn't quick enough in getting the shot away, but there's danger everywhere, isn't there, from this Bayern team, and they're scoring goals for fun and having fun.
They're in a good spot now ahead of the semi-final, and we're going to preview that shortly. But you look at their commanding advantage at the top of the Bundesliga. They're well clear of Dortmund. They might win it in the next week or so. They've got a cup semi-final against Bayer Leverkusen, and they're on for the treble. And Vincent Kompany said ahead of the game to the fans, bring your tea and honey, have that. Make sure you've got your voice and the Bayern fans delivered as well at the Fussball Arena match. We're going to come back to this result a little bit later in the show, but next on the podcast, we'll review the other last eight matchup and preview those semi-final ties.
Take UEFA Champions League Matchday Live with you wherever you go, with audio commentary, real-time stats and much, much more. Get the complete experience and download the official Champions League app today.
Arsenal held a 1-0 advantage in their tie heading to tonight's second leg with Sporting in North London. They ended up finishing 0-0. Let's hear from Arsenal's Declan Rice speaking pitchside shortly after full-time.
Delighted. So happy. It was a really tough test over two games. But to go back-to-back semi-finals is an amazing achievement for this group. And we want to now go one step further than last year and get to the final. Played Atletico once this year, it was a really good game, we know what to expect. So bring on these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll come to that reuniting of those two teams shortly. Declan Rice playing despite missing training ahead of the game. Mikel Arteta said he was so desperate to play in his industry and work rate was needed against a Sporting side, Chris, that had a real go, and even in the closing seconds had a chance to take it to extra time.
Yeah, it was quite a similar game to the first leg, which Kai Havertz ultimately had that clinical moment in Lisbon, which was the difference. And I don't think it was too much of a surprise, certainly not you heard there from Declan Rice or Mikel Arteta. They knew exactly what they were walking into. And he is right. Arsenal were away from the Champions League completely. Easy to forget, isn't it?
For a
number of years. Yeah. They had that spell when it was round of 16 for a long time. And to reach back-to-back semi-finals, last season they reached the last four for the first time since 2009. That's a serious step forward. And over two legs in particular, they are so difficult to score against, which gives them every chance to...
Makes them a different prospect, doesn't
it,
really?
Yes, it does. Yeah. You know, a very different quarter-final to the one between Real Madrid and Bayern, but no less absorbing, really. And Sporting were hoping for history themselves, never reached the semi-finals. They were ever so close to forcing extra time, as you said. And it was a great moment between their players and coaching staff and fans at the end, kind of an understanding of what they've achieved this season to get this far, obviously tinged with the immediate disappointment of not quite being able to force an extra 30 minutes.
Arsenal getting the job done without the likes of Timber, Bukayo Saka, Odegaard and Calafiori. Worth noting as well, Nani Madueke went off with what looked like a knee injury in the second half. We'll wait to see how he is ahead of facing Manchester City in that massive game in the title race at the weekend. And from Arsenal's point of view as well, Chris, in the context, yes, they haven't gone on one on the night and maybe it was edgy at times, but they come into this after the loss to Bournemouth, three defeats in four, and it was just about getting the job done, and the fans ultimately won't care how they've reached the semi-finals in the end.
No, I think they have real steel, Arsenal. They have a way of playing which in terms of two-legged European ties now is extremely
successful. It's well-suited, isn't it? Yeah.
Feels very well-suited, and I know we're going to preview it later, but I think we've got two very different semi-finals. Arsenal against Atleti is going to be a serious battle over 180 minutes. It's going to be watching the players and watching Diego Simeone against Mikel Arteta. It's going to be very, very interesting.
36 clubs began in September the dream of reaching Budapest and that final of the UEFA Champions League, and now four clubs remain. All are one step away from a shot at the ultimate prize in the European game.
Oh, Llorente's hit it in! Absolutely incredible! Marcus Llorente!
Ruggeri's cross, all up 2-0! That's a huge goal in this tie! He's got Lookman in the middle, he had a look, he's played it to Lookman. Chance here! Atletico Madrid 1, Barcelona 2. They lead 3-2 on aggregate.
Great first touch, early ball into the penalty area. Ramos! The European champion strike right at the end!
Vitinha beats one and finds the corner! What a lovely goal!
Dembele onto his left foot. Dembele! Paris Saint-Germain has scored on the night and extended their advantage in the tie.
Everybody knows we are the champion, but we need to grow and that's our objective.
Wicked cross and a goal for Arsenal. Nani Madueke was there at the back post to finish it.
Trossard back across, goal, and it's in. And Gabriel Jesus has scored again.
Lovely ball through, and they've got the goal at the end. Kai Havertz, the scorer of big goals in big games.
Arsenal into the semi-finals of the Champions League for a second season in a row.
To Gnabry, beautiful ball and a goal! There is Lennart Kahn!
Elise sets up Harry Kane for the effort! Oh, and Kane has scored!
Elise on the attack, beautiful curling shot! Now that's the way to win it! Wonderful goal! It will be Bayern München in the semi-finals.
Yeah, how about the lineup? Bayern versus Paris Saint-Germain, two teams that have won it. Mm-hmm. Paris Saint-Germain, the defending champions. And Atletico and Arsenal looking for that first title. Both have been finalists, but haven't won it yet.
Yeah, which means one of them will have a shot at glory for the first time in Budapest, which will only add to the narrative of that amazing event. I think it's set up beautifully, to be honest. with you. I think we saw the way that Bayern play and Paris Saint-Germain play. That may be more goal-laden, who knows. Arsenal against Atleti is going to be a real fascinating tactical contest. Bring it on. It's only less than 2 weeks as well.
Richard, I wonder if there would be any recency bias in your mind with the idea that Bayern can beat Paris Saint-Germain, who've looked formidable. Look, they beat Liverpool 4-0 over two legs.
Yeah, well, we were talking off-air before the game, and I did say if Bayern got through, I think they are a match or an equal to Paris Saint-Germain. And I think in their contrast of styles in those two semi-finals, how evenly matched they are, Arsenal and Atletico Madrid, and then you've got this Bayern München Paris Saint-Germain game. I mean, it could end up being very similar to what we saw in the game against Real Madrid tonight. It's wonderful. I mean, it is set up perfectly.
4th of November when Bayern went to Paris and won in the league phase. Luis Diaz, who was fantastic across the two ties, of course, in
both
the
quarterfinals
with both goals.
Yeah.
They met in the final when Kingsley Coman was the hero. So,
of course,
there is recent history. And then Arsenal and Atleti. I think there's something about that tie. There'll be something about that atmosphere at the Metropolitano, which is going to be...
Oh, both games, I feel like.
Both games, yeah.
But the point is, it's a flip of a coin, and I don't want to be sitting on the fence, but you can give me an argument to say that either of those four teams will be making it through to the final in Budapest.
I am going to ask you to predict. Do you want to do that now or at the end? Who's going to be in the final?
I don't mind doing it now.
Richard?
He's happy. Well,
okay, go on, Chris.
I think, listen, Paris and Atleti are at home in the first legs. I do think that is going to have an impact because I can see them both winning the first legs and then holding on in the second legs to go through.
So first leg at home being an advantage to establish some kind of control in the tie?
Yeah, I mean, I just something particularly about Atleti. We saw even last night when, yes, they were beaten, but the atmosphere there, the kind of... the aura that they generate. I just wonder whether that might see them beat Arsenal in the first leg and ultimately then, you know, go to North London and hold on. Paris, Bayern, and Richard's right, both are on the flip of a coin, but I just, there's something about Paris. They're so devastating going forward, but they are so good defensively.
So Chris has gone heads. I might as well go tails then. Because, you know, I said I could give you arguments for each team, and I think Arsenal have got that resilience.
Yep.
They get it done somehow, some way. And I know it's almost a mirror image with Atletico Madrid sometimes. But, yeah, I might as well just go, you know, then between us, we're going
to
get it right.
I want you to sincerely believe this, Richard.
I don't sincerely believe it, no. Arsenal against Bayern München.
So
it's just one way of, between us, we're going to get it right.
Well, no, we could still get it wrong. So I'm gone Paris Atleti. You've gone Bayern Arsenal. Could be Atleti Bayern.
Of course it could. We also wait to see, you know, Arsenal got some injuries, haven't they? And we wait to see about Noni Madueke. Arsenal in the throes of a title race right now. Atletico will finish in the won't win the league, will finish in the Champions League positions. That feels like, ultimately, like the major thing for them now this season. Real Madrid off the pace of Barcelona. We saw that prior to their elimination tonight in the Champions League. But it looks like Bayern and Paris will win their respective leagues. So a compelling couple of weeks before the semi-finals and how those teams approach their domestic football. So let's get it on tape. Final predictions. Who's in the final? Chris and Richard.
Well, I'm saying I'm going to go for Bayern München against... are going to get through against Paris Saint-Germain, and I'll see Arsenal pipping Atletico Madrid. So they're off to Budapest.
Chris.
Paris against Atleti.
Okay, let's wait and see. The final word tonight goes to Bayern's player of the match, the scorer of the goal that underlined their place in the semi-finals after an unforgettable tie. Here's the always entertaining Michael Olise.
No, it was a good match. It was back and forth. We knew they were going to come out and try to come back. And it was a game at the beginning where it was a bit, you know, go and go and go. And eventually when it calmed down and we played a bit better in the second half and we took our chances. I think we showed good resilience to keep coming back, even though we were going down. And yeah, in the end, it was a result that we're happy with.
Yeah, real character shown by Bayern. Michael Elise, they're the man who made it 4-3 on the night. My thanks to Chris and Richard for their company as well this evening. That's just about all we have time for. So the semi-finals kick off on Tuesday, the 28th of April. Matchday Live will be back on air from 8:45 Central European time with full commentary on both nights. Make sure that you join us on the UEFA Champions League website and app for those ones. Paris Saint-Germain against Bayern. Atletico versus Arsenal is our semi-final lineup. But for now, from me, Rob Daly, and the rest of the Matchday Live team, it's goodbye.
You've been listening to the official UEFA Champions League podcast.